Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we are doing Sivan Kuf Ayifes, Sif Gimel. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight we're doing Sivan Kuf Ayifes, Sif Gimel. We were in Zocha to learn together Sifim Aleph and Beis, which are actually connected to Sif Gimel. In fact, we are dealing with the halachas of shinui, of a person who changes his place during a meal. These halachas are quite straightforward, Sif Gimel and Dalet, once we know the conclusions of the Mechaber and the Ramah in Sif Beis. What we're going to do is just incorporate the conclusions of Mechaber, Ramah, and Mishneh Berurah with our particular cases. And our cases are a little bit less complex than the cases in Sif Aleph and Beis. So that's where we're up to. We're talking about over here someone who is changing his makom, and he's leaving from one gan to another. Gan, here in Eretz Yisrael, gan generally refers to a kindergarten, but a gan is an orchard. And the halacha is, if I make a bracha in an orchard, I'm eating in that orchard, how far am I allowed to go without a problem of shinui makom? And in some instances, then it will need a new bracha. So let's take a look at the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Yesh mi shomer shemhaya began v'rotza lechol mi peiros kol ilan v'ilan. So it's an orchard where he's eating from the trees. Kivan sheberech al ilan echad. Once he made a bracha on one tree, ein tzarch levarech alo acherim. He doesn't need to make a bracha on all of the other trees. V'hu shebishah shebirech hayedaito lechol ma'osam acherim. That's only if, when he made the bracha, he intended to eat from other trees. In other words, he has to have it in mind. Avol migan legan, but if he's going from one orchard to the next, sarach levarich, then he needs to make a new bracha. Afilim smuchim, afilim kishabirach tchila, hayadaitu ala kol. And the fact that he had das on it, that is not going to be enough. Now let's start with this last halacha. Once he's going from one orchard to the next, let's go out of order, and let's explain, according to the Mishneh Berurah points out, that this is connected to things that we have discussed previously in Sif Aleph and Beis. It says in Mishneh Berurah, Sif Kata Lamites, Vafilu, Mishum Shinui Makom. This is Shinui Makom. Dehave kimi bayis labayis, that the halacha is that I'm not allowed to make a bracha in one house and eat something, and then go to another house. Lo mahani daiti l'kuli alma, kemo shekosev l'il bahaga. So the Ramah says that it's not going to work, that the bracha is transferable. The bracha is not going to be transferable when you're going from one place to the next, and therefore you're going to need to make a new bracha. Now, we're going to see more details about how the Ramah and Mechaber have different approaches about makom l'makom, but for our purposes right now, this is the basic halacha, that it's considered a shinui makom, that requires a new bracha. Mishneh Berurah in the second half of Lamed Tes adds from the Chayei Adam, Akasa Chayei Adam, Dafilim Ochis Apri Biyado, Vaholech Ve'echol, Va'ochel, Yeshbo Mishum Shinui Makom. If you're holding the pre in your hand, you still have the problem. It's not just simply that you're having the old pre, it's considered an entirely new place. Now, it's important to note that this halacha of Mibayis Lebayis also manifests in terms of mecheder lecheder. In other words, there are two issues of shinui makom. One is going from one house to the next, and that for sure, in such a case, you cannot transfer a bracha from one to the next, because those are two different mekomos. However, what about mecheder lecheder? What about from one room to the next? So actually, the Mishneh Berurah points out, going from one room to the next is similar to the case of going from one ilan to the next. So if you take a look, we saw that the halacha is that if you have in mind that you're going from one tree to the next, then that's going to be okay. So let's take a look at the Mishneh Berurah and Sivkat and Lamed Zayin. Ain't Tzarech Levarech. V'afilu ain't Ro'a Mekomo She'ilam Mafsikin. So if you go from tree to tree, but if it's in the same gan, then that's going to be enough. V'yesh Ma'ach Ro'am Shapir Shu Demari Be'emukuf Mechitzos. We're talking about trees that are not even surrounded by one fence. Your intention was to go from one street to the next. According to the opinion of the Ramah, the Mechaber has a complex shita as far as this is concerned, but according to the opinion of the Ramah, that if you're going mecheder lecheder and you have in mind that you're going to go mecheder lecheder, so then in such a case, it's not considered a problem of a hefsek of brachos. Now, there is a discussion, what happens if the trees are surrounded by mechitzas, what if they're not surrounded by mechitzas? It's not, generally, we have the orchards, our orchards are not, is one orchard that's surrounded by one large mechitza, and therefore we won't get involved with those details. Now, what's very interesting is what comes out is as follows. The simple reading of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, both here in Sif Gimel, which works even according to the Mechaber, as well as the Ramah in Sif Beis, is that if you have intention to go Mecheder Lecheder, then the Bracha is going to work. Now, the question is today, if somebody makes a bracha in the dining room, he's eating with his wife in the dining room, and then they decide that they're going to go to the kitchen. So technically, when they made the bracha, they didn't think that they were going to go sit in the kitchen. It got cold in the dining room, so now they want to move to the kitchen. So mi'ikur d'dina, one would argue that you should need to make a new bracha. However, I heard from Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, and I had a simcha that I saw that what I heard is quoted in the Dirshu in his name, in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that today the halacha changes. Because the derech is today for people not to simply eat in one room, it's very, very common for people to walk around. It's the ADD generation. I don't know if Rav Shlomo Zalman used those letters, but at the end of the day, in our generation, we move around all the time. Today, before I came to the shir, I drank a coffee in my car. We're going to discuss that at the end of our shir and so on. So there it's common for a person to go from place to place. He might even start drinking the coffee in his house, which we're going to get to shortly, and then he's going to continue in his car, and so on and so forth. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman argued, l'chol apachos, I just gave a more complicated case, but l'chol apachos, from mecheder lecheder, then you don't even need daito. In other words, the simple reading of Siv Gimel was that you need a daito mecheder lecheder. You need a daito to go from one tree to the next. I don't know how people eat in the orchards today. I don't know if they're ADD people who work in the orchards. I don't know. So whatever, however it works over there, say if the das is to move from one place to the next, so then the halacha would be that you don't even need to have das. So the halacha is a little bit different today. The halacha today is that mecheder lecheder, it's considered normal. That being said, the question is, does it apply in all instances? It applies in a house. I don't know. You know, somebody who doesn't go into his boss's, he doesn't eat in his boss's office, and all of a sudden, for some reason, the boss calls him and so on. That would be an interesting shaila. If Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter goes mecheder lecheder all the way, how far that goes. But that's the basic rules, and that's very important halacha lemaisa. At the end of the day, going from one house to the next is going to be problematic. However, going from one room to the next, so then if you have the das, then that's going to be fine. Now, there are halachas of what you're supposed to do, that we're not really learning. Now, let's say you're planning to continue your meal at somebody else's, sometimes comes up, someone invites you for sheva brachos, etc., etc. So those halachos are nuanced and complex. We'll have to leave that for another shir. But let's talk about more of a common shaila that comes up in Siv Dalet, and that's the halach of holchei drachim. It's probably more common even than when someone invites you to your house, the way people eat nowadays. Siv Dalet, the Mechaber writes, "Ochel pas b'makom echad, v'chazav ochel b'makom acher, ein mevarech birkas hamazon." So if he's eaten bread at one place, and then he goes and eats in another place, so then in such a case, his birchas hamazon is the same place. So we're even going to touch on a little bit of the sheva brachos shaila. So let's say for whatever reason, you go to somebody else's house, so then in such a case, if you're in the middle of the meal, you make birchas hamazon in the second place. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is a little bit more complex, and that is, what right do you have to continue eating in the other house if your bracha was in this house? So the Mishnah Berurah spells out, V'afta l'das mechaber l'il b'sif aleph v'beis, three lines from the bottom, sif katam mem, also lechel makom hashen el smachsu d'rishona. You're really not allowed to eat in the second place. So, and rather, according to Mechaber, el tzarech levarach mikon birchas hamazon achir rishona v'amotzei al haba. There is a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Rambam. When we say that you're not allowed to transfer from house to house, according to the Mechaber, it means that you got a bench in the first house, and then you make a new bracha in the second house. However, as well, lo mahani bayis labayis. Tzarech lomar dekam mari shekvar achal da'oz mevarach malkum hasheni. So according to Mechaber, that you got to bench and make a new bracha, we have to talk about the guy didn't know the halacha, he ate, and now he says, Rabbi, what do I do? Where do I bench? So you tell him you bench in the second house. Dekam zem akomahu. Ufi masha anu naktin. But according to, for us Ashkenazim, no svardim here tonight, so we'll go simply with the psak for Ashkenazim, kidas agolil besiv beis. Rak lechatchila ein lakor mekomo, achi yivarach bimekomo. Avon kvar okar muter lechol kan al smach suda rishon. So according to the Ramah, lechatchila, you're not allowed to go to another place. But once you do, if you were kvar okar, then you're allowed to continue. Maybe, which we can't get involved with today, maybe according to Ramah, you're allowed to make a stipulation when you make hamotzi in the first place in your house and you want to go to somebody else's sheva brachos. You know, maybe there's room for that. But here we're talking about where he ate in one house. He didn't intend to eat in another place, and then he decided in the middle. So the chatchila, you're not supposed to do that. But now, if you did it and you went to the other place where you don't make a bracha rishona in terms of the bracha achrona, so then you make the bracha achrona b'makom hasheni. V'imdar yudaitol zeh mahani besudas pasach lakol chatchila b'ayis l'bayis. And that's what I just said, that the halacha is that if you have intention from the beginning, then according to the Ramah, it's mutter. Sheva brachos can move around more easily according to the Ramah than it can according to the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber, it really, once you finish eating over here, really you're supposed to make a Berchas Hamaz in that place. According to Ramah, you don't have to. It's only a question of hefsek, if you will, from the first bracha. So for that, if you say you're having mind, you're going to do it, so then that will take care of that. Okay, so I said we weren't going to touch on the Sheva brachos case, and we did briefly. So now the Mechaber continues, Kemo Shenagu. This case of where a person ends up in another place is similar to holchei drachim, people who go on the way. Sheochlim derech hiluchem, they eat on the fly. V'yoshvim umevarchim emokum siyum achilasan. So this is a massive heter for those of us who eat not in a way that the Bubas and Zaydas did, which I say with some pain. And as the Bubas and Zaydas ate three times a day, they sat by the table. They didn't eat at any other time. They ate in a very orderly fashion. They didn't eat on the road. They didn't overeat. They didn't undereat. Everything was precise. And they didn't have what we call the munchies. You know, that just didn't exist. They filled up for gas. That's what they did. Once upon a time, you went and you filled up for gas. Now we're inundated with all this gashmias and all these advertisements of all different good tasting foods. Also, the gamut of food that appeals to the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is more, in some ways, is more powerful today. So that all has given us the munchies and stuff like that. So people often are eating on the road. So as far as eating on the road, so it goes like this. Says the Mishaburis of Katam and Beis, Dehem Lukuli Al Motulam Laloch Velachol. You're allowed to, if you're a holchei drachim, so then you're allowed to continue eating on the way. The Dirshim Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Evan Yisrael that you're allowed to continue eating in a house if you're a holchei drachim, because all of that is included in one elongated process of holchei drachim. V'afnim de'im de'ein ron makomar rishon. They don't have to see their first place, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's considered one long achila. However, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, skipping all the way down, Mishnah Berurah towards the end, Omnam im hischa lecho bebayis v'halach l'derech. But if he was eating in his house, and now he decides to go on the way, harehu kimo bayis l'bayis, then it's like bayis l'bayis, to lo mahani daito beperos. Then when it comes to peros, in contrast to bread, so then it's transferable, even mibayis labayis, b'di'eved. When it comes to peros, it's not transferable. And the reason for that is because it's automatically considered a new suda in a new place. V'tzarech lachzor levarech, u'ba'pas mani daito af le'inyin l'chat chila. So with pas, you're allowed to do it l'chat chila. And if your das is with achilas peros, so then the halacha is, as the Mishnah Berurah says two lines above, that it will work only if it's mi mikomo, to eat a little, and then laderech, mi bayis labayis, it would not work. But pas, would work even mi bayis lebayis, and certainly al haderech, that would be acceptable as well. Now, the dirshu raises, I spoke about the car, the dirshu raises, how do you look at a car today? Do you look at a car as being a derech or as a separate rishus? The nafkamina is going to be, let's say a person starts to eat in his car and he goes into other houses. So is that considered holchei drachim? If he's a holech derech, so then in such a case he doesn't need to make a new bracha, because we saw that holchei drachim could be mamshich to eat in a house. However, if you say that you look at the car as being a separate rishus and not as a holchei derech, so then the halacha is that you would need to make a new bracha. It's mistaber to me what's quoted in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah from the name of the Arlet Zion as well as Rav Yashiv Zatzal, that eating in a car is not considered a bayis. It's not considered a cheder. That's called holchei drachim. A car is considered holchei drachim. And since a car is considered holchei drachim, so then in such a case, if he would continue on to eat in a house, then that would be acceptable as well. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita does quote that the Chazon Ish had a different shita, that the Chazon Ish was of the opinion that the only thing that doesn't have a din of a cheder is an open wagon. Once upon a time, they would travel in open wagons. And even there, yesh ladan, how you look at an open wagon. But certainly a closed car has a din of a separate rishus, and therefore a car doesn't have a din of holchei drachim. It would seem that Rav Yashiv's position makes a lot of sense, that most people, they call themselves traveling, you know, you're on the road and so on, but the Chazon Ish felt that in terms of dine mechitzas and so on, the car had a separate rishus and therefore would not be included. Kimdumani, we should try to keep the basic halachos of cheder and bayis, and that if one yesh al mi lismach for someone to say that a car has a din of holich derech. Stop over here.